Proclamation number 6498 of 11th of March, 1956. Spark of life. Love. Gift of grace. You'll carry the germ of life within you and therefore need not succumb to death if only you nourish this germ of life, if you supply it with light and warmth so that it can develop. If you enable the divine spark within you to develop into a bright flame. If you kindle love within yourselves, then you will awaken from a dead state to life, and then you need never fear death again. You were embodied on earth as a human being for this purpose in order to gain the life which lasts forever. And in order for this to be possible, God placed a spark of original vitality in you, which you should now increase yourselves. Every effort on your part will be supported, thus you need only want to attain life. For to kindle the original spark of life in you means as much as to practice love, which you are certainly capable of but always have to muster the will first. Thus love will always be the prerequisite for you to acquire eternal life. Without love you will be doomed to death. If you are to enter this earthly life without this life germ, the divine spark of love, it would be impossible for you to work with love, because then God's adversary would have you completely in his possession. But since you have already reached a certain degree of maturity through the path of development and this degree of maturity should not be endangered in the stage as a human being, God placed a tiny spark of his spirit in every human being's soul which, however, is sufficient to let a fire of love arise in you if only the necessary nourishment is given to it. If the human being complies with every inner impulse and practices love. For this divine spark impels the human being from within, yet initially only so quietly that it is hardly felt but nevertheless induces the willing person to comply with the urging. And now the soul awakens to life. Because love is a strength which tolerates nothing dead around it, which gives life to everything and which will also defeat everything that opposes it. A person who always cultivates love will also feel all inner weakness disappear because the strength of love now flows through him. Because there is nothing divine which is powerless or could leave a weakness behind, and because love is divine, because it is the emanation of God. Because it is God's fundamental substance, who is also strength in himself in the original form. This is how you attain life, because you draw strength, directly from God as soon as you live a life of love. And this is your task on earth and also your final aim, to enter into union with God through a life of love, thus to return of your own free will to where you started from. The fact that you are able to do so is an unusual gift of grace, because despite your former resistance to his strength of love, God nevertheless gives you a spark of this strength as soon as you enter earthly existence as a human being. But you yourselves must let the fire flare up within you. You must not let the spark of love fade away. You must not spill it, for that would be your death. For then you would deprive yourselves of all life and you cannot be prevented from doing so because you have free will. Every possibility will be opened up for you to regain the life you once lost. Yet free will not be taken away from you and this alone determines what you do with the divine spark of love. Every person is urged from within to work with love, but if he does not comply with this urge then the voice will become ever softer and finally fade away completely unheard. And then there is a danger that the human being will completely lose himself, that he will completely fall prey to death again. Even though God will touch him again and again and again, creates opportunities from outside which could stimulate his will to love in him. For God courts every person's soul until death, for he does not want it to fall prey to death, he wants it to live. But he leaves free will to the human being. Amen.